From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming, voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs, started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani says a country can only develop with strong financial sector. Minister Hadi Cahyanto said 80 to 160-year building use rights in the new capital city of Indonesia to attract foreign investors. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in details. A country can develop only if it has a strong financial sector. This was pointed out by Indonesian Minister of Finance Sri Mulyani Indrawati at the opening of the 2022 Financial Profession Expo, which was streamed online on Monday, as reported by Antara. She further said that the financial sector will be the backbone as well as the blood flow for the economy to be able to reach advancement sustainably. To strengthen Indonesia's financial sector, the government and the House of Representatives are currently formulating the Financial Sector Development and Strengthening Bill. The Indonesian Ministry of Agrarian and Spatial Planning, or National Land Agency, is offering building use rights of up to 80 and extendable to 160 years to attract investors to the new capital, or IKN Nusantara. The efforts will benefit all parties, both to the welfare of those who live in the city and the business actors themselves. This was said by the minister, Hadi Cahyanto, to Antara on Monday evening. The 80-year building use rights permit is meant as an incentive for investors to invest in IKN Nusantara. The 80-year will be divided into three stages. Next, we have the acting head of the Finance Ministry Secretariat General, Andin Hadianto, who has said Indonesia's demographic makeup, which is dominated by the millennial, Y, and Z generations, can support the development of the digital economy in the country. This is because this generation is a generation that has been raised amid the development of digitalization in all fields. They are very easy to adapt to technology. This was conveyed by Andin Hadianto at the opening of the 2022 Financial Profession Expo in Jakarta on Monday, as quoted by Antara. The last national news comes from each university participating in the 2022 Indonesian Education Fair from October 14 to the 16, 2022 in Delhi, will offer scholarships to prospective students from Timor-Leste to study in Indonesia. The Education and Culture Attaché of the Indonesian Embassy in Delhi, Timor-Leste, Ikvan Haris, explained on Monday, the education fair is being organized as part of the commemoration of the 20th anniversary of bilateral relations between Indonesia and Timor-Leste. Haris noted it is the fifth educational exhibition since it was held in 2016. at least 21 universities from Indonesia will take part in the education fair held by the Indonesian Embassy for Timor-Leste in Dili as part of Indonesian Day 2022. Now we move to the international news. North Korean state media has broken its silence over the country's recent spate of missile tests, claiming they were part of a series of simulated procedures intended to demonstrate its readiness to fire tactical nuclear warheads at potential targets in South Korea. As reported by CNN.com, the Kim regime has tested ballistic missiles 7 times since September 25, the latest of 25 launch events of ballistic and cruise missiles this year, according to a CNN count, raising tensions to their highest level since 2017. We continue with Taiwan's president Tsai Ing-wen stated on Monday there is no room for compromise over the self-ruled island sovereignty, but she is willing to work with China to find mutually acceptable ways to maintain peace across the Taiwan Strait. As reported by CNN.com, Tsai conveyed in a speech marking Taiwan's National Day, delivered as tensions between Taipei and Beijing simmer at the highest point in recent decades. The consensus of the Taiwanese people is to defend Taiwan's sovereignty and free and democratic way of life. We end the news with Ukraine that vowed to strengthen its armed forces after Russia launched its biggest aerial assaults on cities since the beginning of the war, forcing thousands to flee to bomb shelters and prompting Kyiv to halt electricity exports to Europe. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, missiles hit targets across Ukraine early on Monday, killing 14 people and wounding 97, emergency service said, as they tore into intersections, parts, and tourist sites. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Thank you.
Listener, here is commentary. The title of the commentary for today's edition is Indonesia Towards One Data. The Central Statistics Agency or BPS will carry out a preliminary data collection for the 2022 Socioeconomic Registration or REG SOSEG within 1 month from October 15th to November 14th, 2022. REG SOSEG is a system and database of the entire population consisting of profiles, social and economic conditions, and the level of welfare connected to the population master data and other databases up to the village or sub-district level. Head of BPS Margo Yuwono explained that REG SOSEG has three main objectives. First one is to capture the dynamics of welfare changes that occur in the society. Second one is to refer to integrated data of social protection programs and economic empowerment. And third objective is to improve the public service system. The initial step taken to realize REG SOSEG is to provide basic population data that is integrated with population master data. The variables collected by the preliminary data collection for 2022 REG SOSEG are addressed to the entire population of Indonesia. In this data collection, BPS will use a family approach by taking into account the domiciles of all family members listed on the family card or KK. In addition to data collection, BPS will also collect a number of variables in the 2022 REG SOSEG. These variables include information related to demographic socioeconomic conditions, housing conditions, and clean water sanitation, asset ownership, and conditions of vulnerability of special population groups. Moreover, there is geospatial information, welfare levels, and information related to other economic conditions. The output of the preliminary data collection for 2022 REG SOSEG is a socioeconomic database of the population with complete and comprehensive information. The data can be used by ministers and agencies to design various programs that are appropriate for the community. This 2022 social and economic registration leads to a single and comprehensive data. The data is very important to make a policy concerning the welfare of the community. Within correct and comprehensive data, the government can avoid making policies that are misdirected, especially when it comes to the provision of social assistance. Well, listener, that was the commentary read by Ahmad Faisal.
We begin with October 11, 1968, when NASA launched Apollo 7, the first crewed space mission. NASA successfully launched the first crewed flight, Apollo 7. Apollo 7 was successfully launched from the Canaveral Bay on October 11, 1968. Apollo 7 carried three crews, namely Don Eisel, Walter Shearer, and Walter Cunningham. It orbited the Earth for 11 days and returned to Earth on October 22, 1968. Next event is that on October 11, 1998, Boeing 727 Congo Airlines was shot down by rebels. The Boeing 727 Congo Airlines was shot down by rebels in Kindu, Democratic Republic of Congo, on October 11, 1998. Boeing 727 Congo Airlines departed from Kindu Airport in an unscheduled domestic flight to Dili Airport in Kinshasa. 3 minutes after taking off, the back of the aircraft was hit by a Russian missile. The plane later fell into a thick forest and killed 40 people. We end today in history with October 11, 2012, when the International Day of the Girl Child was commemorated for the first time. International Day of the Girl Child was a commemoration declared by the United Nations. October 11, 2012 was the first commemoration of the International Day of the Girl Child. The commemoration aimed to support more opportunities for girl children and to raise awareness on gender inequality faced by all women across the globe. Quoted from the UNICEF website, the 2022 theme was "Our Time is Now, Our Rights, Our Future."
Dia, dan ku cinta dia. Ku mau dia.
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and Germany have established strong diplomatic relations since decades ago and manifested in a comprehensive strategic partnership in various fields. Germany is one of the countries in the world that has established formal relations with Indonesia since the beginning of the Indonesian independence period. Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs Erlangga Hartarto said that trade and investment are important aspects of bilateral relations between Indonesia and Germany. He conveyed this during the celebration of German United Day in Jakarta last Thursday. The minister, who was present on behalf of the Indonesian government, explained that Indonesia and Germany also provide mutual support for development programs in their respective countries. Quoting the press release of the Coordinating Ministry for Economic Affairs last Thursday, Minister Erlangga Hartarto said that in 2021, Germany was Indonesia's largest trading partner among European countries, with a total trade reaching $6 billion. For the period 2015 to 2021, the total German investment in Indonesia reached more than $1 billion, with more than 250 German companies operating in Indonesia. He also believes that trade and investment cooperation between the two countries will provide more benefits for both sides with the implementation of the Indonesian-European Union Comprehensive Economic Partnership Agreement, IUCEPA. Indonesia and Germany will also enhance collaborative efforts to develop clean and renewable technologies, green infrastructure, and green finance. This is reflected in the presence of the President Joko Widodo at the G7 summit at Elmau Castle in Germany in June 2022. According to Minister Erlangga Hartarto, the Indonesian presidency in G20 coincided with the momentum of the German presidency in the G7. Indonesia hopes that this year, both countries can make the G20 meeting an important milestone for relations between Indonesia and Germany. He hopes that the momentum of Indonesia to become the official partner country of Hannover Messe next year can expand and deepen economic relations between Indonesia and Germany. Minister Erlangga also said that Indonesia really appreciates Germany's active role and the cooperation that has been established so far as an Asian development partner. Furthermore, both Indonesia and Germany welcomed the initiative to establish the Indonesia-Germany Joint Economic and Investment Committee. Minister Erlangga also expressed Indonesia's great hope of welcoming German Chancellor Olaf Scholz in Bali at the upcoming G20 summit. He believes this is the time for both countries to take advantage of the momentum by building a strong partnership.
I could be home by now, packing myself all ready to go. I could be chilling by now, keeping it low-key, never could show. Never would have thought somehow you could keep me waiting, never going home. Never would have known somehow you could make me love and wanna see how this goes. Cause all I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue while I see a zoo. All I wanna do is stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you miss it all. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. Running down through the daydream, couldn't stop thinking about how you miss it all. I don't wanna be alone, hit me anytime up on my phone. Da-da-dum, 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 ooh. And I could be home by now, locking myself, no one in a go. And I could be chilling by now, feet up, crossed legs, laying on the floor. But stop, let me get a look at you. You're so cute, got me loving you. Let me get a hold of you. Oh shit, got me thinking you. All I wanna do is stay with you, dropping out the blue, all I see is you. All I wanna do to stay with you, acting like a fool, all I need is you. Feeling out like I'm 18, looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone, thought you could fit in on my zone. running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. I am hoping for you, my lover. I've been searching for this to cover. Oh, anxiety, no more love to me. You changed how I see. We are meant to be. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone. Feeling out like I'm 18. Looking back to the days when you're missing. Always feeling left alone. Thought you could fit in on my soul. Running down through the daydream. Couldn't stop thinking about how you're missing. I don't wanna be alone. Hit me anytime upon my phone.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition, I'm going to take you to Sumenep Regency, which is located at the easternmost tip of the island Madura, East Java Province, has 126 islands. With these islands, Sumenep is rich in marine tourism destinations. When doing marine trip to Sumenep, there is Sembilan Beach that you must visit. To be able to visit Sembilan Beach, you must go to the Tanjung Harbor, Tanjung Village, Saronggi District, Sumenep, then cross by using a commercial boat to the Beringsang Port, Gili Genting Island, Sumenep. The ticket price is only 15,000 rupiah, or about $1. After arriving at the port, you can simply walk towards the beach, because the location of Pantai Sembilan is next to the harbor. By paying the ticket 15,000 rupiah, you can already enjoy the beauty of Sembilan Beach. This beach is so beautiful with a combination of white beach and blue sea. The natural scenery of Sembilan Beach is very beautiful. You must take selfies here. Along the beach, there are also artificial photo spots that you can use as photo background. Enjoy the freshness of the seawater by swimming or playing in the shoreline. Sembilan Beach has a variety of water rides that are worth it to try, such as banana boat, canoe, and snorkeling. Sembilan Beach is also equipped with various facilities, such as bathrooms, restaurants, and crossing docks. If you want to spend the night at Sembilan Beach, don't worry, because there are homestays that are relatively cheap, starting from 300,000 to 500,000 rupiah, with fairly complete facilities. Not far from the beach location, there are also other marine tourism objects, namely Miring Beach and Wangi Beach. Just like Sembilan Beach, these two beaches still have a beautiful natural nuance. After a trip to the Sembilan Beach, take the time to visit Miring Beach and Wangi Beach. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Baby,
mistake, sometimes I pray. Tell me how to make you stay. And you're always going to be the one for me. The will be fine today. Have a drink for the old time. Perfect time to say you are my happiness. And you always going to be the one for me. There are times when the train's just a thing kept me sane. It's too much for a little time of fame. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is Berwisata di Yogyakarta. Berwisata di Yogyakarta, which means tour in Yogyakarta. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Jangan Lupa Besok, Jangan Lupa Besok, which means don't forget tomorrow. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Sari, Dev's friends. Dev and Sari plan to watch the Ramayana Bale in the Prambanan Temple Tourism Park area. Sari then reminds Dev about the plan. Let's listen to their conversation.
Hari ini saya ke Keraton Yogyakarta. Jangan lupa, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana.
After we listen to the conversation, I will give vocabulary related to today's material. Jangan lupa besok, jangan lupa besok, which means don't forget tomorrow. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Jangan lupa, jangan lupa, which means don't forget. Besok, besok, which means tomorrow. Kita, kita, which means we. Menonton, menonton, which means watching. Sendera tari Ramayana, sendera tari Ramayana, which means Ramayana Ballet. Jangan lupa besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana. Jangan lupa besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana, which means don't forget tomorrow we will watch the Ramayana Ballet. In the conversation, you heard the words, jangan lupa besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana. Jangan lupa besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana, which means don't forget, tomorrow we will watch the Ramayana Ballet. In that sentence, there is an expression, jangan lupa, meaning don't forget, which Hari uses to remind Dev about tomorrow's plan to watch the Ramayana Ballet. To remind someone about the activity plan, the expression jangan lupa, which means don't forget, followed by an expression that states the activity plan. For example, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana. Besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana, which means tomorrow we will watch the Ramayana Ballet. Other examples. In addition to jangan lupa, which means don't forget, the word ingat, ingat, which means remember, can be used to remind someone about an activity plan. To emphasize the expressions of reminding someone, the word ya, ya, which means yes actually, can be added after the word ingat, ingat, which means remember. Let's listen to other words to remind someone of an activity plan. Ingat, ingat, which means remember. Ingat, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana. Ingat, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana. Which means remember, tomorrow we will watch the Ramayana Ballet. Ingat ya, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana. Ingat ya, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana, which means please remember, tomorrow we will watch the Ramayana Ballet. Ballet in general is a performing art with a story like drama presented in the form of dance without dialogue, usually accompanied by music. The Ramayana Ballet is accompanied by traditional Javanese gamelan orchestra. It raises the story of Ramayana epic. The Ramayana Ballet is held at night in the Prambanan Temple area, Yogyakarta. Before ending today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, for more details, let's listen to the example of a conversation once again.
Hari ini saya ke Keraton Yogyakarta.
Jangan lupa, besok kita menonton sendera tari Ramayana.
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Yogyakarta. Berwisata di Yogyakarta, which means tour in Yogyakarta. And a conversation entitled Jangan Lupa Besok, Jangan Lupa Besok, which means don't forget tomorrow. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
membuat aku tersipu, buatku malu-malu saat bersamamu, saat kusapa dirimu. Oh, merinding buluku, oh jadi gugup aku saat bersamamu, saat kau senyum padaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya, Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin inilah rasanya cinta pada pandang pertama, senyuman manismu itu buat aku dari tunggu retweetmu agar aku tahu sukakah kau kepadaku. Mungkin inilah rasanya, rasa suka pada dirinya sejak pertama aku bertanya, Facebookmu apa, nomormu berapa. Mungkin cinta pada pandang pertama, senyuman manismu itu buat aku terdidik melulu. Oh, 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 oh. Kamu, 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 kamu.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment, we would like to give you information about music. And for today's edition, we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's music corner presents you a Malay song entitled Pengantin Baru by Shalim featuring Luciana Fatmawati. The song Pengantin Baru was composed by Andy Kurniawan. Just like the title, this song tells the story of the newlyweds. The lyrics of the song tell about the happiness of the newlyweds, which is like a flower that will not wither. They ask for their blessing to be happy until they have children and grandchildren. Alright listener, here is the Malay song Pengantin Baru by Shalim featuring Luciana Fatmawati. Enjoy the song.
Pengantin baru menempuh hidup yang baru.
Umpama kumbang mendapat madu, ibarat bunga tak akan layu. Terukir senyum ayah dan ibu, gedebak-gedebuk rasanya dapat.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @VoiIndonesia, email voi@voinews.id.